my dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, what an honor it is for me to be, to share a part of my story with you this morning. I have known and loved the Lord my entire life, but I never felt like I had a much of a testimony. My great teenage rebellion was not filling the ice cube trays. Though I loved the Lord and tried to serve him, years of fighting the good fight and turning the other cheek had made my faith dry and dusty. I was carrying a heavy load of fear, unforgiveness, disappointment, and sadness. I was a grumpy Martha Christian. Then I had a hemorrhagic stroke on the right side of my brain on the evening of September 24th, 2024. I, by the grace of God, survived the stroke and began the slow, often painful journey toward recovery. That recovery has left me in a wheelchair and a walker for now. I want to share with you a few things I learned over the past 2 years. The first one is the Holy Spirit brings the scripture, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that I hid in my heart back to my remembrance when those sad and painful times, those painful, confusing nights when you wonder where God is. I chose to forgive all of the people who I had grudges against. I even forgave God and myself, and I exchanged my dry, dusty faith for a newfound joy in Jesus. Every day I choose to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Brothers and sisters, you can make that choice too. Prior to the stroke, I worked as a church secretary. The church was pretty quiet during the work week, especially during the early days of the pandemic. Often I would go into the sanctuary and pray for God to create in me a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within me, and to restore the joy of my salvation. I didn't expect to find a way to rejoice, even from a wheelchair. My spirit is running and leaping and praising God. God has also enlarged my mission field. I never felt right about inviting people to share my dry and dusty faith, but sharing the story of the Jesus who shared my suffering in the midnight hour is an entirely different matter. At my lowest point, I felt like a little birthday candle shining in the Grand Canyon. But I chose, and I continue to choose, to let it shine. And God brings people across my path who need him. He even did it when I was confined to a hospital bed. But one of the most important things that I want to share with you today is that God's people are everywhere. And sometimes you're the blessing, and sometimes you're the blessed. During this season of my life, I have been given the opportunity to be blessed by others. It is a humbling experience to need help. I have many caregivers, including my husband, Eddie, who have who help me take care of the often intimate activities of daily living. Many of us were taught to not stare at people with disabilities or weaknesses. That means that sometimes those with disabilities feel unseen and unheard. I have been in situations where people have interacted with my caregiver and not me, even though I was sitting right there. So for those of you who want to be a blessing, I have a few practical solutions. Just be willing to say hello. You don't be afraid you will catch that disability or that you have to have something profound to say. We are looking for kindness and acceptance just like everyone else. When possible, please sit down or get on eye level with someone in a wheelchair. Never assume that we need help. If you can provide ask if you can provide assistance. One time I spent 20 minutes wheeling down a hallway, and a person with good intentions moved me without asking or listening to what I needed back to where I had started. Please realize that we may have faced physical, mental, and spiritual challenges just to choose to get up, get dressed, and travel to where we need to be. So please be patient with us if we move at a slower pace. Remove barriers for inclusion where possible. Things like slight inclines, heavy doors, and even rugs can present real challenges. And don't even get me started about restrooms. The song in my heart recently has been The Goodness of God by C.C. Winans. Some of the lyrics are, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. So as long as I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. That has become the mission of my life, is to share the goodness of God. Thanks again for listening to my story.
Thank you so much, Lori. Powerful. Powerful. Right. And so one other testimony from Drew and Rose Marie Bowes. So you want to come on up here?